Today's part is Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chav Hei on the base, approximately 5 lines from the bottom. We have Achi Asik Leilabrei. Rav Asi was marrying off his son Bar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa to the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa. Aile Lechupa. Rav Acha led his son to the room where he would have the first marital relationship with his wife, Vloimestai Milsa. And the groom was not able, the chosson was not able to consummate the marriage. Ozo Basrele Yune. So Rav Acha went into the room to investigate the reason for his son's difficulty. Chaza Sevetar de Mancha. And he saw that there was a Sefer Torah laying in that room. Omlehu. So he came out of the room and he said to the people, Eicho hashta lo yasoi, had I not come into the room now, sakanta levroi, my son would have been in danger. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Bai sheish by Sefer Torah tefillin, in a room where there are Sefer Torah tefillin, osu l'shamash bas mita. It's prohibited to have marital relations until he takes out them out of the room, or he puts them into two receptacles, a receptacle within a receptacle. Continues the Gemara in Abaya, explaining how these receptacles should look. Amar Abaya. The ruling of this brisa, which says that you should have two receptacles, was only said was when the tefillin were put in a receptacle that's not their usual receptacle. Ava b'klishu klayim, if it's their regular receptacle, for example, a tefillin bag. Afila soramani. Even 10 receptacles, kechad man dam is only considered like one. That means if the tefillin is put into its bag, and then it's put into the tefillin are put into a talus bag, which is the normal way as they are kept, it's not considered as if the tefillin are in two receptacles, and it would be fine to have marital relationships in such a room. Rather, since both of these receptacles are the normal receptacles for the tefillin, therefore it's only considered one, and one more receptacle is required. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, Glima, a coat, a kamtara, which is draped over a cabinet in which svarim are kept, kekli b'kli kaych dami. What? It's considered like a double keli. Because since the coat is not the normal covering for the books or for the svarim shank, so therefore the cabinet is considered the first covering, and this is considered a second covering. And that is the way it says in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, that a room that has in a tefillin or svarim, it is prohibited to have marital relationships in that room until they're removed from the room or they're put into a double keli. And like we said, that if this double keli, if both of them are the normal covering for the tefillin, it's only considered like one keli. Now, on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you have the tefillin in a tefillin bag, and then you drape something over the tefillin bag, even though it only is on top of it, it's not completely within the tefillin bag, it's not completely covering up the tefillin bag, it's only covering from the top, that is fine. This halacha is not, of course, limited to tefillin, but the same halacha would apply by any sefer, a chumash or a siddur, and it makes no difference if it's written or if it's printed, if it's in Hebrew, or if it's in a different language. All the same halacha would apply. The question that also comes up is what about the mezuzah? So this, what we do is we wrap the mezuzah in a plastic or a wax paper coating, paper, and then we put into its mezuzah case. And we distinctly have in mind that this should not be considered both as the keli of the mezuzah, as the receptacle of the mezuzah, because if that is the way it will become, that both will be considered the receptacle of the mezuzah, then it will only be considered one keli and we will still need another keli. But if we have in mind distinctly that that's not what we're trying to do with these two encasements, it's considered only one encasement. The other thing, we still have two things. Number one, it's still preferable to have the mezuzah on the outside of the door. That means when the door is closed, the mezuzah is not on the inside of the room, the mezuzah is on the outside of the room, and therefore there are any marital relationships in the room, the mezuzah, they're not taking place in the same room as the mezuzah. And on the other hand, if that's not the case, even if you have the double covering, as we just learned, if you have a lucite or a glass mezuzah through which the mezuzah could be seen, and the mezuzah is in a clear plastic, you still will have a problem of having marital relationships in the room. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Sefer Torah, in the case of a Sefer Torah, in which is in a room, and somebody wants to have marital relationships in that room, Tzorach Lasloi Mechitza Sara. It's necessary to make a partition of at least 10 tefachim high to permit marital relationship in that room. In other words, what Rav Shuman Levi is saying, that even though we learned in the previous Gemara that for tefillin or for sforim it's enough to have this double covering, for Sefer Torah a double covering is not enough. One needs to have an actual partition. However, this other Rishonim say the Rabbi Shuben Levi does agree that for Sefer Torah a double covering would be enough, and he who is talking about a partition might be referring to where there are no materials available with which to make the double covering, and that's where we make the partition. It's also interesting that whatever the halach is, and we'll talk about it soon, whatever the halach is regarding Sefer Torah, Tosfos says that not only does the Sefer Torah have this din, but also Chumashim have the same din as the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says a story. Mazutra ikla bei Rav Ashi. Mazutra came to Rav Ashi. Chazil duchte de Mabar Rav Ashi, and he saw in the bedroom of Mabar Rav Ashi the monopay Sefer Torah, that there was a Sefer Torah kept there. Vavalei mechitz masara, and that he had made a partition of 10 tefachim. So obviously they should be able to have marital relationships in that room. Amalei, so Mazutra said to Rav Ashi, come on, in accordance with whom did you consider your son's room properly arranged in this way? Rabbi Shuben Levi, because obviously you hold like Rabbi Shuben Levi, that making a mechitz is enough. So he said to him, Eim Adam Rabbi Shuben Levi, when did Rabbi Shuben Levi say that this is adequate? The less by Beis Achrina, when he has no other room. However, Mar, you however have another room in where you could keep the Sefer Torah, and therefore you should not rely on a mechitza. Amalei, so Rashi said to Mazutri, lava datoi. I did not think of that, and you are actually correct, and making a mechitza in such a situation is not adequate. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, how much must one distance from urine or from excrement before saying Shema? Arba Amos, 4 Amos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Loi Shana L'Chorev. This halacha that we said that you have to remove yourself for Dalet Amos is only where the Tzoya is behind you. That's when Dalet Amos is enough. Avol Afonov, if the Tzoya is in front of you, Marchak Meloi Enov. He has to distance himself as far as eyes can see. V'kein HaTfila, and the same halacha applies to tefillah. Any Ask the Gemara. Thomra papa mrafuna. Oymet odm keneged reis kisei mespalel. A person is allowed to stand absent a bathroom which has a toilet and davening, as long as he's 4 amas away. So we see, even though he can see it, 4 amas is enough. Answer the Gemara. Hakamai skinen. When did Rav Chisda say this rule? Beis kisei shein by tzoya. We're dealing where there was no tzoya in the room. Therefore, Dalet Amos is enough. Any ask the Gemara from Rav Yosef bar Chanina, Beisakise Shamru, Avish Ein Betzo, that in Halacha there is no difference in the Beisakise whether there is Tzoya in the Beisakise or there isn't. Whenever Chazal speaks about a bathhouse, wherever we speak about a bathhouse, whatever halakha is relevant to a bathhouse, it doesn't make a difference. Even if there are no people who aren't dressed currently in the bathhouse, whatever status the bathhouse has in halakha remains the same. So, what's the answer that the basic kisei doesn't have any tzoy on it? And obviously, it's important to say that in an entire sugya, when we're talking about a basic kisei, we're talking about where there are no walls around it. But if it's surrounded by walls, the walls will be considered a separation, and then you could pray outside it. Alhakam ma'iskinen. Therefore, the Gemara says, what are we talking in Rav Chisda's case about? Bechadati. We're talking with a new bathroom that has just been designed for bathroom use, but it has never been used for that use. Frek the Gemara. Asked the Gemara. Mabay leila Ravina. Ravina asked the question. Hizmina lebeis hakisei, if somebody designated an area to be used as a bathroom, ma'a, what is the law? Do we say, yei zimin, the fact that he designated for that purpose is enough, or ain zimin? Or the fact that it was designated doesn't make a difference. But what do we see? The fact that something was designated may make a difference, so what are you telling me that it was just designated, and that's why it's not considered as a bathroom? That shouldn't be enough. Answers the Gemara. Ki kama bai lo Ravina. When did Ravina ask the question? Lameka malei litsuya begavei. Only when somebody wants to stand in the actual area which is designated as a bathroom, even though it's not being used as a bathroom, it was never used as a bathroom, it's designated, but he wants to actually daven in that very area. So Ravina asked the Shaila, is that considered a bathroom or not? Alva kenegdoi. When we're talking about praying, davening opposite such a room, so we have two things. First of all, it was never actually used as a bathroom. It was only designated. Number two, we're not actually standing in the room. Loi, it wasn't said. And that's Taked Halacha, which it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to daven facing a bathroom, even if there's no tzoy in the room. And of course, it's like we said, that's dafka if it doesn't have any walls. But if it has walls, then you could pray facing the wall, as long as there's no unpleasant odor coming out from that room. There is a shaila. If that wall was made exclusively for the bathroom, is that enough of a mechitza? Or do we need that the mechitza should be made not for other purposes? Really, the shaila is not very relevant in our days, because all the walls in houses are made particular. All the walls in houses are not only made for the bathroom; they're part of the design of the house, and that's how we have walls. And therefore, facing a bathroom, praying facing a bathroom is fine, as long as there is no bad smell coming out from the room. Amar Rava, one more ruling regarding bathrooms. Hani bati kisoy de pasoy, the bathrooms of the Persians. Afgav de isputso, even if there is soy in the bathroom, kistumadami, they're considered like they're closed up, because the way those bathrooms were designed was that there were deep holes that were dug under the ground. So as soon as somebody used the bathroom, the tzoya did not remain in the actual receptacle, but immediately rolled down far away from the receptacle. Therefore, the area on top does not have the legal status of a bathroom. This concept of the Bati Kesoi Prasoi is very relevant in halacha nowadays, because nowadays in our bathrooms also the tzaya does not remain there, it rather is flushed down and goes quite far away. And therefore the shaila is that considered, can we rely on that for various halachas? Could somebody wash his hands in such a bathroom from the Tilas Yadayim? Could somebody daven facing such a room? And most poskim say the following. It's certainly not a lechatchila to not consider that room a regular bathroom, our toilets, because the tzoya does not immediately roll away. What happens is the tzoya goes into the toilet, and only after it's flushed does it flow away. So it's not exactly similar to the betekisei persoi. However, many poskim, including the Chazon Ish, say that our bathrooms are not considered the same as the bathroom in those times. They do have some sort of a similarity to the betekisei persoi. And specifically, since our bathrooms are not, many bathrooms are not used exclusively for removing waste from the body, they're also used for washing, and the fact that the tzoya does not remain there, it's flushed away, in a situation where one has no other situation, one can wash his hands and in that room and not be considered as a basic kisei. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah. Again, we have to review, as we learned earlier on the Afchof, there was a takana from Ezra that if somebody expels semen from his body, he's not allowed to learn Torah or say Dovish B'Kedusha until he goes to the mikvah. A number of introductions, a number of agdamas before we begin our Mishnah, just some concept. Firstly, this takana of Ezra is not limited to men. The same thing is regarding a woman. A woman, if she has intercourse with her husband, she also is considered a Balkari, and she therefore may not say Divrei Torah until she goes to the mikvah. Moreover, in halacha, zera, semen, is considered viable for the first 3 days that it's in a woman's body. After 3 days, it's considered deteriorated and no longer has the halacha of zera. There is a concept of a zov. A zov is also a person who had a discharge from his body, but it's not zera. It's not the same as zera. The Gemara Masechta Nida describes the physical properties, the physical differences between a zov and a Balkari. Now, a Zov who has one discharge of Ziva, of Zov, has to wait till the next day, and then he could go to the mikvah. If he has two discharges, whether they're both in one day, or even in two days that are consecutive, he has to wait 7 clean days, and then go to the mikvah. He has it in 3 days, 3 discharges in 3 days or less. Not only does he have to wait Zayin Nikim, not only does he have to wait 7 clean days, but he also has to bring a carbon. But as far as our mission is concerned, we're not talking about the Zov with a carbon. We're just talking about a Zov who has to wait Zayin Nikim. So now you have a person who's a Zov, and he's waiting the Zayin Nikim, the 7 clean days, and he also raw carry. During this time, he has a discharge of semen. Or, we have a Nida. A Nida has to wait 7 days. But she also was Peleta Shefazera. She emitted semen that she came into her body because she had intercourse with her husband. Now, or Hamashameshes. Here we have a woman who had intercourse with her husband, and therefore she became required to go to the mikvah because she had intercourse and she's about Keri. And then she rosh hanida. Before she went to the mikvah, she became a nida who has to wait 7 days anyway before she's permitted and has to go to the mikvah at the end of the 7 days. Now, what is the point in all of these cases of the Mishnah? The point in all of the cases of the Mishnah is that even do we say that he or she should go to the mikveh for the balkeri, even though they will still remain a zov or a nida? Or do we say that no, since going to the mikveh will not accomplish completely anyway, because even after going to the mikveh, he will still be a zov, and she will still be a nida, there is no point in going to the mikveh, for it will not make a complete tahara. The two cases of the Mishnah regarding a woman are very different. In the first case, she was first a nida, and she required those 7 days. After she became a nida, then she was a paleta shechazera. The chiyuv of going to the mikveh for balkeri came second. In the second case of the Mishnah, she was a meshameshes. She first had a chiyuv to go ready because she was a balkeri, and then she only became a nida. And we'll see in the Gemara that make a difference. So the Tana Kama says that in all these cases, even though the tefillah will not be complete, it will not accomplish everything, still tzrich and tefillah is required. Rabbi Yehuda exempts them from going to the mikveh in these two cases. So the Gemara attempts to analyze Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Ibayu, Balkeri Shura Zov, Zivar Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. In the case of our Mishnah that we discussed by a man, he was first a Zov, who had to wait the Zayin Nekim because of a Ziva, and afterwards he became a Balkeri. But what would be the case of just the opposite? First he became a Balkeri, and after he became a Balkeri, then he experienced the Ziva discharge before he went to the mikveh for being a Zov. And the Gemara analyzes the Shailas. Ki Pat Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, where did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah that the Zov doesn't have to go to the mikveh? It's specifically in the case of a Zov Shura Keri, where he first was a Zav, and then he became a person who had a discharge of semen. The Mikar Labat Filahu. He wasn't eligible to go to the mikveh yet. Why wasn't he eligible to go to the mikveh yet? Because he has to wait till the Zayin Nekim, till the Zayin clean days, till 7 clean days are over. Avo Bakeri Shura Ziva. But in the case of a Bakeri, first he was a Balkeri, and he had the chiyuv and the opportunity to go to the mikveh right away. And then only afterwards, without taking advantage of that, raw ziva, he saw the ziva, to be karabat filuhu, so he was already mechuyv to go to the mikveh for the Balkeri. The fact that afterwards he becomes a zav, still mechayiv, he may have to go to the mikveh for that. Answers the Gemara, or maybe there's no difference which came first. No matter which of the conditions preceded the other, since right now going to the mikveh will not completely purify him, we don't let him go to the mikveh. Toshma, we bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamishameshes, a woman that had intercourse with her husband, and she had to go to the mikveh because of that, and then Rosh Hashanah, and then she becomes a nidah, tzricha tefillah, has to go to the mikveh for the chiyuv of the mishameshes for balkeri. Rabbi Yehuda says she doesn't have to. Now the Gemara stops to think about it. For mishameshes for ras nida, in the case where first she was a balkeri and then she was a nida, is similar to the case that we're trying to understand in Rabbi Yehuda. It's similar to the case of Balkeri Shira Ziva Damya. It's similar to the case of someone who was first a Balkeri, and then he saw Ziva. And still, Kapat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case that the woman would not have to go to the mikveh. Shema Amina, from here we could see that Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that if a person was a Balkeri, and then he became a Zov, before he went to the mikveh, he doesn't go to the mikveh until he finishes designing the kiyum of the Ziva. And the Gemara says a brice that says this explicitly. Taner of Chiyah Behedya. Chiyah learned explicitly. Balkeri Shura Ziva. Even though he was first a Balkeri and he had the obligation to go to the mikveh, and then he became a Zav, Tzarek Tfila, he has to go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda ever says he's Potter, since the mikveh will not completely accomplish the Tahara. Hanulach Mishmesa. The next parak discusses Hilchas Tfila. That means in the previous parak, in the previous prakim, we spoke about the chiv of krishma and the zmanim of krishma, by which krishma has to be said. Now we begin speaking about tefillah. begins the Mishnah. Tefillah for Shachar, the Shachris, should be said at Chatzos, until Chatzos. Again, as we said previously in this Masechta, when we say Chatzos, which means noon, it doesn't mean noon, 12 o'clock. It means that the day from Alois HaShachar to Tzeis HaKachavim is divided into 12 equal parts. In the winter, those 12 equal parts will be less than a 60 hour, and in the because the day is less than 12 hours. In the summer, each hour will be more because the day is longer than 12 hours and the night is shorter. So we take that amount of time and we divide it into the 1/12. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama holds that tefillah shachris to be davened until chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says ad arbishos, until 4 hours into the day. Again, when we speak about tefillah, we mean shmonesre. The next tefillah we're going to discuss is mincha. Tefillah is a mincha. Mincha has to be said ad ha'erev, until the evening, until Tzeis HaKachavim, until night. Rabbi Yehuda says, at plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is half of the mincha. That means, we're going to learn that the earliest time one could daven mincha is 6.5 hours, 6.5 hours shows manius, into the day. Now, if we take that time, and from 6.5 hours in the day, until 12 hours, which is when the day is over, so talking about 5.5 hours, we take half of that 5.5 hours, plag, half of a mincha, from when you could bring the carbon tamid, from 6.5 hours to 12, half of that time, until that time, one could have a mincha. We'll talk about that more in the Gemara. Tfilas Erev, Mayrev Ein Lekva, has no fixed time, it can be said all night. Visham Sofim, on the days where Musav is said, that means the days of Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, Kol Hayom, Musav can be said the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shavishos, until 7 hours. The Gemara begins with a question. Briminim. We have a stira, we have a contradiction from our Mishnah to a Braisa. The Braisa says, Mitzvoso, the time for Davin Shachris, is a Menetzachama, is with sunrise. Kadesh Yismoich Gula Tfila. So as we learned before, we should say the bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael immediately before Shemoneh Esrei. The Nitzim Espal B'Yoyim, and a person is immediately davening by day. It seems to be from this brisa that one has to daven Shachris immediately by sunrise, not like we learned in our Mishnah that you could daven till Chatzos or till Arba Shos. And so the Gemara, Kitanyahi, that Bryce was talking a little Sikkin. The Sikkin are people who are extremely devout. The Sikkin are Yigarim Mesoim Natsachama. The Sikkin would daven Shachris with sunrise. Our Mishnah is not talking about the Sikkin. Our Mishnah is talking about everybody else, and it's telling us what is the time we want to say Krishma for everybody else. Ask the Gemara, the Kul Alma Ad Chatzos V'Suloi, could somebody daven Shachris only till Chatzos and no further? If somebody did not daven Mayriv, Mispal Shachris Shtayim, he should say two Shachrises. Shachris, if somebody missed davening Shachris, Mispal Mincha Shtayim, he should daven Mincha twice. So obviously, since we see that somebody can miss Shachris, who misses Shachris could daven in the afternoon, so we see that Shachris is not only till Chatzos. Answers the Gemara, Kul Yoyim Matzli Yomozl. A person actually could daven Shachris all day long. However, at Chatzos, Yavle Schat Fil Bezmanai. If somebody daven Shachris before Chatzos, he gets the special reward for davening Shachris Bezman. And the right time. Now, besides the schar, besides the reward that somebody gets for davening, he gets the reward for davening Shachris in the right time. The kanve eloch, if he davens after chatzos, schar tefila yavale, he gets schar for tefila, schar tefila bezmanoi. But the special schar that somebody gets for davening tefila bezman, lo yavale, he doesn't get. The truth is, the Ritva says, the Gemara could have said a simpler answer. The Gemara is saying like this, this braisa that you could daven shakras all day long. That means if you daven shakras, you'll daven tushman esrays by mincha is b'diavad. We're talking l'chatchila where a person wants to know what he could do. He may not be of a seeking, a devout person, daven by the nets, but what is the thing that he could do l'chatchila? Iboilhu. So the following shaila was asked in the yeshiva. Tov lo yispal mincha. If somebody missed mincha, mash yispal arvishtayim. Could he daven two shmanesri's ma'irv? Imtim tzoloimer, and the Gemara explains why this question is specifically relevant. Maybe you'll say tov lo yispal arvis. If somebody missed ma'irv, mispal shakras shtayim, that's when Rabbi Yochanan said that he could daven two times shakras. Because as we know, that in the Jewish day, the Ksiv, the Erev Yeikah Yom Echad, first it was night, then it was day. The Jewish calendar day begins at night. So since the Jewish calendar day begins at night, he davens Ma'ariv and Shacharis both on the same calendar day when he davens Shacharis twice for the Ma'ariv that he missed. Aval Hocha, but in our case, with somebody who missed the Mincha and wants to daven Ma'ariv twice, Tfilah, the Makom Karbani. As we will learn, the tefillos were made because of the kabbonis. They were made in relationship to kabbonis. By kabbonis, we know what our loch is. Kivin davi yomai. Once the day in which a specific carbon has to be brought passed, bottle kabbonai. It's too late. It can't be made up. And here too, since he missed the mincha of today, davening ma'ariv twice is already a new day, because at night becomes a new day, and he can no longer make up that mincha. Oy Dilma, or we could say, Kivin the Tzlusa Rachmahi, the point of davening is to ask Hashem for Rachmanis. So call aims to buy Matzli Vosli. Whenever he wants, he could daven, and it's not exactly similar to Kabonis. Toshma, the Gemara brings an answer. Damar Afhuna by Yehuda, Damar Yitzchak, Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Tov lo yispal mincha. If somebody did not daven mincha, mispalul arvishtayim, he should daven ma'ariv twice. V'ayim v'mishim da'ovah yoyim v'batul kabonim. That it's not considered anymore, it's not considered that the time has passed and it's too late. However, we paskin that even though one could make up even today's tefillah tomorrow, that means if you miss mincha, you could daven ma'ariv twice, you could only make up a tefillah by the next tefillah. That means if I missed mincha today, I can make it up with ma'ariv tonight. But once I didn't make it up by ma'ariv tonight, that tefillah can no longer be made up. They say, ask the Gemara question, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Mu'uvas layucha leshkoim, sometimes you have a twisted thing that cannot be made straight, v'chisaron layucha leyamanis, and you have something which is missing, which cannot be numbered. That means, sometimes mistakes are irreversible. Mu'uvas layucha leshkoim, what is a mistake that can't be straightened out? Zesh bitul krishma shel arvis. Somebody who missed the krishma shel arvis, or krishma shel shachris, or krishma of the morning. Oitfil shel arvis, oitfil shel shachris. Or he missed marv, or he missed shachris. V'chsoren lo yuchal emais. What is something that is a mistake that can't be numbered, also irreversible? Zesh nimnu chaver leva mitzvah. It's talking in a case where somebody's friends were counted together to do a mitzvah, and they all joined in a group to do a mitzvah. V'loi nimnu imam. He didn't join together with them. So we see that you can't make up tefillah. So what are we talking here that tefillah can be made up? Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hochav Ma'iskinen, where can't tefillah be made up? Shebitul b'mezit. With somebody, by somebody intentionally missed the tefillah. But if it was not intentional, then he can make it up. Amar Rav Ashi says that that is the right answer. The Deikonami, because let's analyze the words. Let's pay attention to words. The Tani Bitel, he specifically suspended. V'lek Tani Ta, not that he made a mistake. Shmami Na is talking in a case where the person specifically missed the tefillah. That's when he can make it up. But if he didn't do it intentionally, he could make it up. The halacha says that what is considered an oinus? Oinus is not necessarily where somebody was sick or couldn't or fell asleep or something like that. But even if the person became preoccupied in business or the same, where he really should have stopped whatever he was doing to daven, still the halacha considers him like an oinus, and he can make up the next tefillah. Tana Rabbanan. So we now talk tefillahs, which we now continue on the Chav Vav Mabez, discussing tefillahs which are tashlumen. Tana Rabbanan. Tov lo yispal mincha b'erev Shabbos. If somebody missed davening mincha on Friday afternoon, mispal b'le erev Shabbos tayin, he should daven two times ma'ariv. Although, when he's been davening ma'ariv at night, it's going to be a totally different Shmon Esrei than the Shmon Esrei that he missed, because the mincha Friday is a weekday Shmon Esrei, and the Shmon Esrei at night is a Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Still, it's the same. Similarly, if one missed davening mincha Shabbos afternoon, mispal b'matzah Shabbos shtayim shochol. He should daven b'matzah Shabbos two times a weekday Shmon Esrei, even though the Shmon Esrei that he missed is a weekday Shmon Esrei, a Shabbos Shmon Esrei, and now he's going to be davening a weekday Shmon Esrei. Mavdil b'rishayna. Now, a very important hagdama and a very important halacha to Hilchos Tashlumin. Whenever one is davening two Shmon Esreis, the first Shmon Esrei because he's mechuyif to daven now, whether it's mincha, ma'ariv, shakras, the second is tashlumim, it's a makeup for the tefillah, the previous tefillah that he missed, he should first daven the tefillah that he's mechuyif to daven now, and then he should daven the tefillah that's the makeup, the tashlumim. Therefore, the halacha is, on Matzoi Shabbos, where he missed davening mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he's davening two Shmon Esrei Matzoi Shabbos by night, the halacha is mavdil b'rishayna, he should say havdol in the first ma'ariv, then mavdil b'shniya, because since the first ma'ariv is the ma'ariv of, is the first Shmon Esrei is for ma'ariv, and on Matzoi Shabbos, the person has to say atachon atanu, which is the havdolah, so he says that first. And let's say he only made havdol in the second one, and he did not make havdol in the first one, shniya also loy. So the second ma'ariv is considered, the second Shmon Esrei is considered the ma'ariv Shmon Esrei, the Shmon Esrei ma'ariv, the shana loy also loy, and the first one doesn't count, and it's considered as if he did not, he still has to daven the third one because he did not do the tashlumim. That means the first one will not be counted at all. The second one will be counted as the ma'ariv for Matzoi Shabbos, and now he's still obligated to daven the third Shmon Esrei, which is the makeup for the Shabbos afternoon mincha that he missed. Ask the Gemara. Remember, the kivin d'le'avdil k'mayis, does that mean that since he didn't make Abdul in the first one, commandalite solidami, it's considered as if he didn't daven at all, madrinale, and we make him repeat. Vermini asked the Gemara, Tavla hiski gvurs kisham betchis amesim, if somebody in the second bracha Shmon Esrei did not mention about God's strength in bringing the rain, that's why we say, mash veruch merda geshem, or shayla brach sashonim, in baruch aleinu he did not say same bracha or say talmoto, machzir nosai, then he has to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Havdol b'chayin and das, but if somebody missed havdol and chayin and das, emachzir nosoi. We do not make him repeat. Neshiyachol amarakos. We don't make him repeat the Shmon Esrei because even if he missed the atachayin and tanu, he could say havdol. So why here, if he missed the havdol, do we make him repeat the Shmon Esrei a second time for the havdol missed, and then the third time will be the tashlumim? So Gemara remains with kasha, with a question. We have a klal. Wherever the Gemara ends with the word kasha, rather using a stronger language of tiyufta, that means that the Gemara is not really saying that this question is not answerable. And we really prepared ourselves for the answer. Because by saying havdol in the second Shmon Esrei, the person indicated that he meant that the first one should be tashlumim, and we said the halach is that you can't have tashlumim before the ikachiv, and that's why here it's different. But enochanami, true, if the person would have said havdalah and either Shmon Esrei, then he wouldn't. That would be fine, and we would say that the first Shmon Esrei was for ma'ariv, and the second Shmon Esrei was to make up mincha. Itna, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omer, tefillos avos tiknin. The tefillos were made up by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Rabbi Shuben Levi Omer. Tefillos connected to Tmidim Tiknim. The tefillos were made up for the Kabbonis Tumid that were brought. Every day there were two carbon tumids, two carbon oils brought by the community of Klal Yisrael, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And that, and we'll learn what Meir was for, that's what the Kabbonis are for. Tanya Kavos explains the Gemara. Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. There's a Braisa which supports Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina's position. But Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Shimon Levi, there's a Braisa that supports Rabbi Shimon Levi's position. Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. There's a Braisa which supports Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina's position. It says, Avram tikkun tefillah shachris. Avram was the one that instituted tefillah shachris. Shnema v'yashkar Avram aboyka. Avram got up early in the morning. Alamokim sh'amid sham, in the place where he stood. Vein amida, when it says the word amida, it means el tefillah. Shnema, as it says regarding Pinchas, v'yamoy, Pinchas stood, v'yamoy, v'yifalu and he davened. Yitzchok, tikkun tefillas mincha. Yitzchak made up mincha. Shnema v'yetzah. Yitzchak l'suach v'soda. Yitzchak went out into the field. Lifnais erev. L'suach means to speak. Then sicha, but the Gemara says, what does sicha mean in the pasuk? El tefila. Shnema, as the pasuk says in tefillah, in Tehillim, tefillah l'oni kiyatoif, a prayer for the poor person when he's enwrapped. Ufnei Hashem, to Hashem, yishpach sichai, he pours out his speech. And Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis, Yaakov made up arvis, shenema v'yifka b'mokoyim. He came to the place, v'yolon sham, and he spent the night there, v'en pegiya el tefillah. Pegiya means tefillah. Shenema v'ata atestal barazam, amazah, don't pray for this nation anymore, v'atisa ba'adam rinu v'tefillah, and do not raise for them a cry and a prayer, val tifka be. So you see that tifka means tefillah. On the other hand, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Shimon Levi. We have a braisa which supports Rabbi Shimon Levi's position. Because it says, v'nei ma omr tefillas acha shachar etzois. What did we say in our Mishnah? We could only daven shachris till chatzos. So a tamid shel shachar karvat royal chatzos. Because the tamid that was brought every morning, it could be brought till chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, at Abishos, that Shachris could be said only until the fourth Shah's mani is into the day. Why? Shere Tamid Shal Shachar. Because the Tamid that was brought every morning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Karavahalch at Abishos could be brought up till 4 hours in the day. Why did they say that Mincha could be davened until night? Shere Tamid Shal Rabbein, the afternoon Karman Tamid, Karavahalch at Erev, could be brought until the night. And Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that Mincha could be davened at Plaga Mincha. Why? Shei Tamash Shal Bein Abayim. Kar V'Holch at Plaga Mincha. It could be brought to Plaga Mincha. Omnei Ma'a Omer Tfilas Erev En Likfa. Why did they say the Ma'ariv could be davened all night long? Shei Avarim Padarim. The Tfilas Ma'ariv was instituted connected the limbs and fats of the Kabbonis whose blood it was Rikas Adam during the day. Any carbon whose Rikas Adam was by day, the limbs and fats could be burnt all night long. So in Sakla Be'erif, and if they were not completely burnt up before the night, Karvim V'Holchim Kalalai, they could be burnt all night long. So since Ma'ariv is made for them, so you could say Ma'ariv all night long. Why is the halacha the musaf could be said all day? Because on a day where a carbon musaf had to be brought, it could be offered all day long. Rabbi Yehuda said that musaf could only be said at Shavashos until the seventh hour, because according to Yehuda, carbon musaf could be brought till Shavashos. The Braisa now continues to discuss about Mincha. There's a concept of Mincha Gedoyla and Mincha Ketana, which are times. A is a Mincha Gedoyla. What is the time which is called Mincha Gedoyla? M'sheish Shos Machzal Mala. From 6.5 hours into the day onward. Why is it called Mincha Gedoyla? From then on was the time where the Karban Mincha, from the Karban Tamar Shabbein Abayi could be brought. There's a Mincha Ketana. What is Mincha Ketana? M'teish Shos from 9.5 hours into the day and forward. Because although one can bring the carbon Tamid Shebein Abayim a half an hour after Chatzos, which is 6.5 hours into the day, usually was brought 8.5 hours into the day. Iboilu. Rabbi Yehuda Plag Mincha Kama. Rabbi Yehuda said Plag Mincha Na Mishnah. Do we count from the first mincha, that means from 6.5 hours to 12 hours, or plag mincha achroina kama, does he mean the second plag mincha, which means from the mincha ketana, from 2.5 hours till the end of the day? Toshma, the Tanya B'Yuda Oima, plag mincha achroina amu. When they said plag mincha, they meant from the second plag mincha, he achas esrishona chasrevia. It's 11 hours minus a quarter, which means 10.75 hours into the day. Why? Because we go from 9.5 hours, which is when the mechik tani is, till 12, and that's 2.5 hours. We divide that in half, is an hour and a quarter, which is 10.75 hours. Ask the Gemara. Name it to have to Yifter of Yosef Chanina. She would say that this braisa, which says that the tefillos were made regarding connected the kabbonis, is a stirus of Yosef Chanina that said that the tefillos are because of what the others made up. Amlar of Yosef Chanina, so Yosef Chanina answers, Loyalam Emlach tefillos others tikkun. I still maintain my position that tefillos were established by the others. The smachinu rabbanim, but when the rabbanim came along to establish the tefillos, they needed a model. They used the model of kabbonis. And the Gemara proves this point. If you won't say this, Tfilas Musaf, Rabbi Yossi Bechanina, man takna. Rabbi Yossi Bechanina agrees that we daven Musaf on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. But there were only three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So who made up Tfilas Musaf? Ella, we must say that Rabbi Yossi Bechanina holds, Tfilas of his tignum, the Tfilas were made up by the Ovis, the Smechin Rabbanat Kabonis. Chazal just went and supported them and made up the times based on the Kabonis. Just to correct what we said in the Mishnah, Plaga Mincha, which we learned, we explained the Mishnah, we explained Plaga Mincha going from the Mincha Gedoyla from 6.5 hours in the day, but the halach is the Plaga Mincha is not from the Mincha Gedoyla, it's from the Mincha Ketana, which makes it 10.75 hours into the day.